As Unitarian Universalists, we find wisdom and inspiration in many places, Jewish and Christian scriptures and other sacred texts, the arts, science, nature, our own experiences. Our tradition keeps us open to revelation from many sources. Today's wisdom comes from Dr. Roger Bruce Lane, and these selections are from Dr. Lane's essay series, Tools for Living Free. The essays assist us to help us to let go, to more clearly use our free will, and to know we are responsible for our choices. First, from Using the Tools of Lila, God is hidden for a really simple reason, so that you can come to know him. And God is hidden because of a need on your part to do it as a volitional process. In other words, of your own free will. You have to come to know God yourself. So, as it were, God hides himself so that you can go find him. But where does God hide himself? God has hidden himself in us. But if you take a look at this, that's the good news, because if God's hidden himself, then guess what? Every thought we have, every feeling we have, every situation we're in, there's God. The bad news is that every situation we're in, every feeling we have, there's God. So in each situation, we get to exercise our free will to decide what are we going to go with. Are we going to go with fear? Are we going to go with separation? Or are we going to let all that go and be present with God? Second, from being present in the moment. The question is, do you love yourself enough to give yourself to God? That's the real question. And even if the answer is no, let yourself be loved by God. Love yourself like God loves you or as the Christ loves you, and that's unconditionally. But I've never seen God withhold love toward any soul. It's always there, and grace is always present. It's never been conditioned upon having, well, let me see, I'll wait until that body that soul is in has more money, or has the perfect job, or has the boyfriend, or gets married, or feels worthy, or gets rid of negative thoughts or negative feelings. I'm just going to wait. No, God doesn't. Now. That's all there is. The eternal now. This moment. This moment. And underneath it all, underneath our tremendous amount of delaying tactics, is fear. We have this fear of God and we don't feel worthy. We don't feel worthy of God, and that's the whole thing. But if you don't feel worthy of God, what you are really saying is God is not worthy of you. Finally, from We Are One and We Are All In It Together. And it is really important to know we are responsible. And it is very important to know that we are one. And I'm not talking about it as an intellectual exercise. Oh yeah, we're one. But through the oneness of the Holy Spirit or the sound current, we are one. So spiritually, I see you as one. There is really no difference. You are souls manifesting as you are manifesting. In the physical world, we all have an agreement. You are sitting over there, and you are sitting over there, and you're female and you're male, etc., and you're wearing that color, and you're wearing that color, and your blanket is that color, and all that stuff. But that is the world of form. That is the illusion we all live under. And when we come to know ourselves as spirit, we come to see that that is, in fact, an illusion, and that we are one. And because we are one, that which we hold in our consciousness, in other words, where we are choosing to focus our thoughts, our feelings, our pain, our separation, our doubt, affect everything else and everyone else. So that this is a responsibility that we have. We are responsible for where we focus.
So I think with that, maybe we should do a couple tummy breaths. So in, two, three, four. Hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Thank you. This morning, I'm pleased to be here, and I want to talk to you about free will, God, and our true nature, which is soul or spirit. I'm going to share some of my thoughts and insights, but most of my sermon reflects the wisdom from my spiritual teacher, Dr. Roger Bruce Lane. Back in 2013, I chose to become an initiate of the sound current on the path of soul transcendence, with Dr. Lane as my spiritual teacher. The teachings that Dr. Lane brings forth require no belief, no dogma. Dr. Lane only asks one thing, that I choose to love God. As an initiate, I've had two major love awakenings. My first love awakening was learning that there is a God, but not some religious God. This actual God lives inside me, as well as in each and every human being. And though as humans we may not look alike or have the same abilities, we are manifestations of God, which is why God is living in us. And that means we are all one. Through the gift of initiation into this path, I was able to look inside myself, not to some religious exterior God, and thus I have directly experienced God. For with God's grace, I have experienced accepting myself, knowing I am inherently worthy, and having several experiences of the peace that passeth beyond all knowing. I learned to use a tool called the two-part release technique to surrender my hurt, pain, anger, and judgments. In brief, the two-part release technique works like this. I call in the light of the Most High. I put my hurt, pain, or negativity into the light of the Most High, and I ask God to take it from me. And then I let it go. I thank God for taking the pattern. I tell myself it is okay to let it all go. And then I leave the results to God. Being an initiate, I have experienced the knowing that there is a lot more going on right here and now than our 3D material world would have us believe. My second love awakening was the knowing that God lives in each of us, that our true nature is spirit or soul, that God does not live in the mental level or in some belief structure, such as a limited religious God or a churchianity God, or that God is outside of us or above us. However, many of us, including myself, have been falsely taught that God is somehow separate from us and that we need to earn his love because we are lacking in some way. Some of us have reacted to these false God stories by concluding that there is no God. So I suspect some here today may not yet know that God is alive, or that God is living in each other, in each of us, rather, excuse me. However, we are told this in the New Testament. In Luke chapter 17, verses 20, 21, the Bible writes, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." This makes sense because if God were outside of us, there would have to be some kind of bridge to connect us with God, and this would make the direct knowing of God impossible. The truth is, we are one, and we, our true selves, or soul, or spirit, are all wearing the same thing, a body, the human body. So when I give to you, I am giving to the same spirit or soul that lives in me. And to go against you is to go against myself. Now, whatever term you use for what you call God, the Lord God, Source, the Light, love, the big enchilada, the great pumpkin patch, or even the ultimate file cabinet, then the name doesn't matter. What does matter is that there's a living God. As an example, I recently became aware that I had been running an old habitual pattern of being hard on myself. This had once served me well, but nowadays it interferes with my relationship with myself and with others. So using the two-part release technique I mentioned earlier, I surrendered this being hard on myself pattern. Since then, in my daily activities and my relationships, I have experienced chunks of this pattern falling away from me. Without any efforting on my part, I am allowing this pattern to leave me. And I'm grateful for my increased freedom from this pattern. Why we don't know that God lives in us is quite simple. We have forgotten that our true self is spirit, soul, and that our true self's nature is joy. Through our past and our present, multitude of free will choices that focus us away from God, we have caused this forgetting. And as a result, our soul is currently asleep in us, inside us. But God, in his kindness and love for us, has created a way home to him. For by taking initiation into the sound current on the path of soul transcendence, the soul is sparked awake. Being on this path strengthens and consolidates the soul, and we become conscious of it. The amazing thing is that becoming conscious of the soul is a self-revelatory experiential path through accepting, allowing, and surrendering. Unlike willful or ego-based learning where we effort our learning, which actually stops the flow of spirit. For example, a practical use of knowing that I'm spirit or soul is when I make a phone call, especially when I was working. I've discovered there is a big difference in the quality of the phone conversation when I remember to call in the light of the Most High for the phone call before I make the phone call. I also ask that the call be for the highest good. When I do this, I always find that I have clearer communication, clearer understanding, and more productive results from the call. My calling in the light creates clear, kind, and respectful calls, no matter how emotionally charged the reason for making the call. This requires no belief system, only that I let go of my agenda, be neutral, and allow the light to create what shows up. Try it. Whether or not we know it, we are powerful creators. But when we exercise our choice to get caught up in willful ego living, the world of thoughts and feelings, we create karma from such things as our hurt, anger, fear, judgments, or wanting power, control, wealth. If we continue to choose to live in this karma, it seems real. For we are then living at the effect of our negative choices, the karma. Our karma becomes our false god. And we are responsible for these karmic choices on our willful ego level. To illustrate, when I react with anger, fear, or other negativity about something I learn about, say in the political arena, I accept that initial reaction, and then I can surrender my negativity. I always have the choice of whether or not to hold on to my negative reaction, and if I do, I create karma for myself. Because we are all one, anything I hold against another self, I am actually holding against myself. So I do the two-part release technique and let it go. I am choosing to be free, to be present, neutral, and loving God. I'm just going to make a couple general statements about karma. Unlike what is commonly believed, there is no good or bad karma. Karma is created by our choosing away from God, choosing our willfulness and our negativity. Karma is not created by God or some outside force. We create our karma, and it is our responsibility. By resisting or denying our karma, we actually are keeping it around because we're still focused on it. And we cannot use our mind to will away karma. Only once we have surrendered the karma and allowed the learning from the karma will the karma leave us. Now God, in his mercy and kindness, can, through his grace, also clear our karma. So through our choices and creations away from God, we humans have created our false knowing and the belief that we are separate from God. This karma lies between us and God, and it prevents us from seeing that we created it. Now God, in his kindness and his love for us, allows us to have free will. We are responsible for all our choices, whether we know it or not. For if God intervened in our choices, there would be no free will. If we choose to use our free will on, quote, non-God things, there is no punishment from God. So whatever we choose to put our attention on matters. We live at the effect of our choices. Or as written in Proverbs 23:7, for so as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. Living on Earth, we are caught up in this planet's major illusion that we are separate from God. However, the truth is that we are free to choose to be either living as spirit soul, our true nature, or we can choose to live our life choosing away from God in the illusionary material world. Neither path is good or bad. I've mentioned surrendering and letting go several times as essential to being free. In spiritual reality, we are already free, but we have enslaved ourselves through our choices away from God. Our soul is asleep inside us. We don't know we are free. My experience as an initiate has shown me that surrender is the only way to let go of my judgments and pain in the world. And surrendering is also what begins to wake my soul up. Amazing. From the ego's point of view, the instruction that the power is in surrender doesn't make any sense. But as an initiate on the spiritual level, I surrender my negativity, my garbage, to God. I ask God to take all this negativity from me. And what does God give me in return? Only his unconditional love, kindness, mercy, and grace. Now that's a deal for the ages. Can't get a better deal than that. I have experienced, because of God's grace, my soul waking up inside me. For example, I recently, while I was still working, had a complicated issue at work. But the harder I tried to solve the issue, the less progress I made, and the more difficult the issue became. When I finally noticed I'd created a willful agenda about it, I did the two-part release technique and surrendered my agenda. A smooth, unthought-of solution then popped up in my consciousness from my spirit soul, without my doing anything except allowing God to create the solution. The smooth solution just slid into my consciousness without any thinking on my part. It was simply a soul solution. As powerful creators, we humans are responsible for what is going on, both inside ourselves and out. Many of us choose to live under the illusion that we are not responsible for our choices, or that we are victims. But God forces nothing upon us. We have the choice to live having God assist us, or to live in the illusion that we are alone. For example, in this present moment, each of us is free to choose how to respond to my words today. We can be fascinated, bored, angry, in joy, confused, in denial, and more. What a buffet of choices right now. And there is no right or wrong. There are only choices, our choices. As responsible creators, the question is, Do we choose our response based on an agenda, an emotion, fear, or a judgment? Or do we choose from an open, loving heart, kindness, and non-judgment? Notice that we are free to choose to surrender our first reaction, our second reaction, our third, etc. In each new moment, we are always free to choose to be present, neutral, and loving. We also have the choice to allow spirit to guide us in our choices. To sum up, our free will makes us powerful creators. We can make positive, unconditional, loving choices that create our inner resiliency. We also have the opportunity to come to know that God has given us his life so that we can choose to come to know our true self, spirit or soul, and come to know God directly. Blessed be.